Hello and welcome to another episode of Under Western Stars. I'm your host, Tony Norris, and we're coming to you from the old ranch in Doney Park out north of Flagstaff, Arizona. The last time we got together, we were looking at songs and stories about horses, and I think we'll continue with that theme because we were just getting started when we ran out of time. When I was about 15, I heard a Smithsonian recording of this song, and I just loved the story. It's considered a traditional song called Petunio, and I'll sing it to you archipelago because that's the way I learned it. I'll tell you a story to thrill you, I know, of a horse I once owned out in New Mexico. You gaze at his picture with wondering eyes, and then at the arrow that hangs by his side. He was swift as an antelope and black as a crow, with a star on his forehead as white as the snow. His arched neck was covered with a long flowing mane. I called him Petunio, the pride of the plains. The country was new then, and settlers were scarce. The Indians on the warpath were savage and fierce. Though scouts were sent out every day from the fort, yet they never returned, and we knew they were lost. One day the captain says, someone must go across the dark borders of New Mexico. A dozen young fellows straight away answered here, but the captain, he spied me, I was standing right near. Petunio was by me, his nose in my hand. Said the captain, your horse is the best in the land. You're good for the ride, you're the lightest man here. On the back of that Mustang, you've nothing to fear. Proud of my pony, I answered, you know, Petunio and I are both willing to go. For speed and endurance, I'll trust in my black. Then they all shook my hand, and I mounted his back. Turned down the dark pathway, turned his head to the right. The black struck a trot, and he kept it all night. When far behind me I heard a shrill wail, I knew that the Indians were hot on my trail. I jingled the bells at the end of his rein, spoke his name softly, and stroked his dark mane. Petunio, he answered with a nod of his head. His dark body lengthened as faster we sped. We were leaving the Indians, the story was plain. The arrows fell round us like torrents of rain. Petunio, he stumbled, I knew he was hurt, but still he raced onward and into the fort. I delivered the message, then turned to dismount, but the pain in my foot was so bad I could not. The arrow you see hanging there on the wall had passed through my foot, saddle, stirrup, and all. With good care and patience, Pat and I were soon well. Of his death many years later, I will not try to tell. Of all the fine horses I rode o'er the range, there was none like Petonio, the pride of the plains. Banjo Patterson was the cowboy poet of Australia. In Australia, they call the cowboys ringers. But Banjo Patterson is best known for his poem called The Man from Snowy River, which was made into a great movie. One of his less known poems is called In the Droving Days. Only a pound, said the auctioneer. Only a pound, and I'm standing here selling this animal. Gain or loss, only a pound for the drover's horse. One of the sort that was ne'er afraid, one of the boys of the old brigade, thoroughly honest and game, I'll swear, only a little the worse for wear. Plenty is bad to be seen in town. Give me a bid, and I'll knock him down. Sold as he stands, and without recourse, give me a bid for the drover's horse. Loitering there in an aimless way, somehow I noticed the poor old gray, weary and battered and screwed, of course. Yet when I noticed the old gray horse, the rough bush saddle and single rein of the bridle laid on his tangled mane, straightway the crowd and the auctioneer seemed on a sudden to disappear, melted away in a kind of haze, for my heart went back to the droving days, back to the road, and I crossed again over the miles of the salt bush plain, the shining plain that is said to be the dried up bed of an inland sea, where the air so dry and so clear and bright refracts the sun with a wondrous light, and out on the dim horizon makes the deep blue gleam of the phantom lakes. At dawn of day, we could feel the breeze that stirred the boughs of the sleeping trees and brought a breath of the fragrance rare that comes and goes in that scented air. For the trees and the grass and the shrubs contain a dry, sweet scent on the salt bush plain. For those that love it and understand, the salt bush plain is a wonderland, a wondrous country where nature's ways were revealed to me in the droving days. We saw the fleet wild horses pass, and kangaroos through the Mitchell grass. The emu ran with her frightened brood, all unmolested and unpursued. But there rose a shout and a wild hubbub when the dingo raced for his native scrub. And he paid right dear for his stolen meals, with the drover's dogs at his wretched heels, for we ran him down at a rattling pace, while the pack horse joined in the stirring chase, and a wild halloo at the kill we'd raise. We were light of heart in the droving days. 'Twas a drover's horse, and my hand again made a move to close on a fancied rein, for I felt a swing in the easy stride of the grand old horse that I used to ride. In drought or plenty, in good or ill, the same old steed was my comrade still. The old gray horse, with his honest ways, was a mate to me in the droving days. When we kept our watch in the cold and damp, if the cattle broke from the sleeping camp, over the flats and across the plain. With my head bent down on his waving mane, through the boughs above and the stumps below, on the darkest night, I could let him go at a racing speed. He would choose his course, and my life was safe with a little gray horse. But man and horse had a favorite job. When an outlaw broke from the station mob, with a right good will was the stock whip plied, as the old horse raced at the straggler's side. And the green hide whip such a wheel would raise, we could use the whip in the droving days. Only a pound. And was this the end? Only a pound for the drover's friend. The drover's friend that has seen his day and now was worthless and cast away with a broken knee and a broken heart, to be flogged and starved in a hawker's cart. Well, I made a bid for a sense of shame and the memories of the good old game. Thank you, guinea, and cheap at that, against you, there in the curly hat. Only a guinea, and one more chance. Down he goes if there's no advance, third and last time. One, two, three, and the old gray horse was knocked down to me. And now he's wandering fat and sleek on the Lucerne flats by the Homestead Creek. I dare not ride him for fear he'd fall, but he does a journey to beat them all. For though he scarcely a trot can raise, he can take me back to the droving days. In 1942, John Lomax was in Dallas, Texas, and he recorded an old cowboy fiddler named Jess Morris. And Jess did a version of Goodbye Old Paint, a song that has many versions recorded by many people, but this is wonderful in its primitiveness, its earthiness. I love this recording. Jess Morris playing Goodbye Old Paint.
Pony, and she paces when she can.
I'd like to read you a poem by Henry Herbert Nibbs called Where the Ponies Come to Drink. Up in northern Arizona, there is a ranger trail that passes through a mesa like a fairy lake with pines upon its brink. And across the trail, a stream runs, all but hidden in the grasses, till it finds an emerald hollow where the ponies come to drink. Out they fling across the mesa, wind-blown manes and forelocks dancing, blacks and sorrels, bays and pintos, wild as eagles, eyes agleam. From their hooves the silver flashes, burning beads and arrows glancing through the bunch grass and the grama as they cross the little stream. Down they swing, as if pretending in their orderly disorder that they stopped to hold a powwow, just to rally for the charge that will take them close to sunset 20 miles across the border. Then the leader sniffs and drinks with forefeet planted on the marge. One by one each head is lowered, till some yearling nips another and the playful interruption starts an eddy in the band. Snorting, squealing, plunging, wheeling, round they circle in a smother of the muddy spray, nor pause until they find the firmer land. My old cow horse, he runs with 'em. Turned him loose for good last season. 18 years. Hard work his record, and he's earned his little rest. And he's taken it by playing, acting proud, and with good reason, though he's starched a little forward, he can fan it with the best. Once I called him, almost caught him, when he heard my spur chains jingle, then he eyed me, some reproachful, as if making up his mind, seemed to say, "Well, if I have to, but you know I'm living single." So I laughed. In just a minute, he was pretty hard to find. Some folks wouldn't understand it, writing lines about a pony. For a cow horse is a cow horse, nothing else, most people think. But for 18 years, your partner, wise and faithful, such a crony, seems worth watching for a spell, down where the ponies come to drink. For 5 years, I played cowboy songs on the Grand Canyon Railway, the excursion train that runs from Williams, Arizona, up to the edge of the Grand Canyon. In those days, it was a steam train. And this is a song that was kind of a theme song for me. I learned it from the singing of Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum weed. I'm back in the saddle again, I'm riding the range once more, toting my old 44. Sleep out every night, and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoop, to and fro, I'm back in the saddle again. Whoop-a-tie-yay, I'll go my own way, back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle.
I lived for a while on Young's Farm down in Dewey, Arizona. One of the last of the family farms in Arizona. Stan Young loved his mules, and he had a fine team of mules that he used for whatever farming tasks were at hand. And he loved to walk behind that team of mules and make them do their work. Stan told me about one time, it was hot, summertime, sun was baking down. He said he had a half gallon of iced tea wrapped up in a wet burlap bag that he kept out at the end of the row. And every time he'd make a circle, he'd stop and have a sip of that iced tea. And he was headed down the rows of corn cultivating, sun beating down hotter and hotter. And one of the mules stumbled and then fell dead from heat stroke. Stan said he was cutting the harness off of the mule when the temperature just kept rising, and all of a sudden, the corn on the cobs, on the stalks, began to pop. And the other mule saw all the popped corn and thought it was snow, and it froze to death. Ian Tyson wrote a wonderful story song about a horse. The name of the song is Milk River Ridge, and every time I hear this song, I get goosebumps.
On a day like today in December a few years ago, sun going down and blue shadows run long snow, 30 below, at the far southern tip of the Milk River Ridge, there's a cow camp along ways from anywhere. Late in the fall, Darrell McCall took Teresa Celeste to live there. On the Milk River Ridge, the northern lights dancing above, Teresa and Darrell grew close as a hand in a glove. They fell in love. Darrell was riding the rough string for money, for Teresa's in the family way now. And the road drifted in, but they didn't worry, the Chinook be along. On the Milk River Ridge, all the hills were a ghostly snow white. 26 below, the Chinook was nowhere in sight. Later that night, Teresa broke early and her labor began, and soon there was the devil to pay. And Darrell said, darling, hold on, girl, I love you, I'm making a run for the highway. With fear in his heart, Darrell figured there was one thing to do.
big bronc named Stormy, the only one who could maybe get through, just maybe get through. Old Stormy just snorted and he hit that long trot, and man, how that pony didn't give her. 3 hours later, just as it got light, the two trotted in. Out of the west, that same morning come a big Chinook wind. Water was running off the rooftops by a quarter to ten, the way it's always been. Back in the cow camp, a baby was born just before the chopper came down. A sweet baby.
Here's a lullaby that I used to sing to my kids.
Hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, dapples and grays, pintos and bays, all the pretty little horses. Way down yonder in the meadow, poor little baby crying mama. Birds and the butterflies pecking out its eyes, poor little baby crying mama. Dapples and grays, pintos and bays, all the pretty little horses. Dapples and grays, pintos and bays, all the pretty little horses.
You're listening to Under Western Stars, and I'm Tony Norris. Thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're curious about what I'm up to, you can visit my website, www.tonynorris.com, and be sure and sign up for my mailing list so I can tell you about performances and other things that are upcoming. So it's time to saddle up old Paint and head for the barn now. Until next time on Under Western Stars.